Okay, break 29. Let's finish up this stuff about music and the chip and the tribulation as such. Like I say, it's not our concern because we're not going to be there for that at all. And people worry about that. No, we can't be because it's the dispensation of grace where we have God's grace. And in the tribulation, they will be back to Jesus' teachings to the Jews, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and especially Hebrews, James, 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Jude. That's where the teachings are supposed to come from. I figure by the tribulation days, though, that the pastors will probably teach Paul, because the devil will get him to teach a false doctrine. But anyway, let's get back to this stuff here. We also know people aren't going to care what we say about the tribulation anyway. But this is for us because we can see what's taking place is so prepping for this tribulation, for this time coming. And our subject is music for one more time here. And this chip that is in the forehead, in the hand, will be linked to the brain, of course. And we have seen how this music will be controlled by this inner DJ, which we know who that will be. And then this article goes on and it mentions this here, which I think is unique here. It says, well, there'll be pushback. In other words, some people will fight that during the tribulation. And this is interesting. Most surprising of all will be a community of upscale youngsters who will be returning to older modes of production. What would that mean? Well, it says here, these, quote, new musicians insist on playing their actual instruments into studio microphones. Oh, can you imagine such a horrid thought? Then mastering finished versions of the particular songs they wrote and recorded. So what we're doing today, you know, these kids that are recording music and stuff, that will be a rebellious activity during the tribulation because that inner DJ, that chip, will be controlling the music that's going into people's lives and making them respond the way the government, the way the chip, the way the Antichrist, of course, the beast wants things to take place. And so the devil, basically. So any of these kids will actually break off into their own secret little compartments in their basements or whatever, and they will actually practice and play the real instruments. Isn't that just a rebellious piece? So here we are today with the kids who don't want to practice, don't want to do the effort it takes to study to learn to play an instrument. I played piano since second grade, and it took me years before I actually enjoyed it. Kids say if you don't enjoy it the moment you touch it, they're not interested. And there's something else I'll show you here in a minute that's fascinating and funny, interesting. But anyway, these kids in the tribulation, they will be going off into their own little private life and playing these instruments. Oh, what a horrible thought, huh? I don't know how you can hide somebody learning to play a clarinet, though, with the squeaks and the honks that come out of a saxophone and the blatting of a trumpet when you're a beginner. Well, anyway. But then it finishes up with this, and this is funny, but we see it already happening. It says here, okay, you decide it's time to go off grid, it says here. You just enter the command manual, and your digital servants will come to a stop. The point during the tribulation is I don't believe they'll be able to go to manual. Once they take the beast, Hebrews chapter 6 says, once you've seen the Lord's stuff and you blow it like that with this chip, you're not going to get it back. Once you take that chip, you're stuck. You're in it. You won't be able to utter the command manual and get off grid. I think that's obviously that's what they're going to want people to think they can do. Here, if you just put this chip in there, you can have the music you want to hear. And if you don't like it, you can turn it off. See, but you won't be able to turn it off. But anyway, here's what this guy says. I think this is fascinatingly interesting. You utter the command manual and your digital servants come to a stop. The effect is not entirely unlike an electricity blackout. And you panic. He says you'll panic for a moment at the prospect of making an unassisted choice. And that's the phrase, unassisted choice. So you'll turn off that chip, which they won't be able to do. But he says when you turn off that chip, that DJ, you will have to make an unassisted choice. What is an unassisted choice? It is a thought. It is called thinking. And I'm telling you right now, but I see kids today that cannot think. They can't. You've got everybody telling them what to do, their computers tell them what to do, their parents tell them what to do. A lot of, not all the parents, that's for sure. The schools tell them exactly what to do. for these kids to learn how to think, it's pretty tough. I see it, and I see it. And he calls it an unassisted choice. Can you make an unassisted choice? Can you make a choice based on your own thoughts? Now, we have knowledge, we have understanding, and we have wisdom. And in the Bible, that's the order they come in: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And what we have done in our educational world, we have knocked out the concept of knowledge. They expect kids to have an understanding, and where they're lacking in understanding, they are reprogramming the knowledge base so their understanding will be different. And once they get an understanding of whatever it is they're trying to learn about, then they'll have wisdom. So if they're using the world's knowledge, the perverted world's knowledge, the new world's knowledge, the global knowledge, all the things that are happening in our country, that knowledge base, they will have a false understanding, but they will have an understanding based on that stuff. And then comes the new modern global tribulational wisdom. Okay, so these kids today have to think, and it's very difficult for them to think. So these kids will be growing up, and they will be prime candidates for putting that chip, that thinker, inside their brain, and they will not be able to make any more unassisted choices because that chip will do their thinking. That chip will do their music, and that music will control them. And I can guarantee you, musically, that music will be rhythm-oriented. It will not be melodic. And the harmonies will be used in such a manner, the jazz harmonies, the corrupted, perverted harmonies of the simple 1-4-5 chords, of which some of you know about. Some of your basic major triads and all this stuff are so tweeted today that the perversion of music is just as perverted as the lifestyles that are taking place today. And so, to finish this breakout, just challenge your kids or yourself to learn the ability of making those unassisted choices. How is our government being run? It's being run by people who can control the thinking of the masses, and these folks are making assisted choices. The government is telling them how to think, telling them what they can, who they can rent to, telling them who they can do whatever with, telling them where they have to live, the whole thing, who they have to vote for. We see all this, don't we? People do not make unassisted choices anymore. They can't think. This is how this whole thing is going to be coming about, and it's a fascinating thing when you think about it. We have an enlightenment. We have an understanding of what's going on, and we see it. It's happening every day. Do we have to worry about the tribulation? Of course not. Do we know people that should be? I think we do. But like I say, a lot of things has to take place technologically, governmentally. But then again, look at what's going on in the government. Look at what's going on in the world. Look at this new climate stuff. But there's something going on, and we know exactly what it is. They're being prepped to make assisted choices, and that chip will make it for them. And music will be the power that gets people to worship. They're getting it ready.